that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And I'm so excited about Black Women Get Fit, Mind, Body, and Soul. Yes, it goes down Saturday, October 2nd at Spoh Park Bandstand in Southeast Community Center. On the line, I have the visionary of the event. It is Miss Terry Barnes. How are you doing today, Terry?
Doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. The last Black Women Get Fit event I attended was an 18 to Vine. It was like a pub crawl. Like top of the hour, we will go to different exercise sessions or lectures about different topics that were related to your mind, body, and soul. Wonderful event, but this time you are doing it once again. Switching it up some, but that's okay because everything that we need will be in one spot. Tell us more about this event, Terry.
We are really excited to bring Black Women, the fourth annual Black Women Get Fit, to Spoh Park this year. As a result of COVID, we've had to pivot our event from 18th and Vine, and all of our, or the majority of the workouts will be outdoors so that we can address the concerns around COVID. We've got over 20 practitioners that will be joining us again this year on physical fitness, as well as faith-based and mental health.
Okay, love it. I'm so glad you included mental health because what I find, Terry, you know, we exercise, talk about it, makes your body feel good, the endorphins, but sometimes you got to do a little extra care to deal with things like anxiety, depression, stress, particularly in the midst of things like a pandemic.
Right, absolutely. And I think we've all heard the numbers that, that they're skyrocketing this year for our children and for our families. And one of the things with Black Women Get Fit, we know if we educate and inform our moms, our parents, our women, we know that'll lift our families and communities. So we're excited to do that again this year.
So we will have over 20 different demonstration sessions. I know everything from last time I did trap yoga. I did Nikki Fitz class, attended Rochinda Pickens, faith-based conversation. It was awesome. There was a luncheon, just so many different workshops, Terry. How did you come up with this? How did you birth this idea? Because it was just amazing to see in person. It's hard to even talk about.
Yeah, you know what, and I have to give credit. I didn't just come up with this idea. This idea came from really a challenge. The national nonprofit organization Girl Track had planned to come to Kansas City in 2018. And when I heard about it, I hadn't heard that they were going to be here. And so we thought of a fun way to raise awareness about their visit. And we thought, let's reach out to some of these exercise practitioners, get their list, and try to communicate to the community so that they can come out and support Girl Track. And very long story short, Girl Track did not come that year, but we had organized this event. And so after the event was over, it was great. People were saying, well, when is this going to happen again? And it was wonderful for the women practitioners. Nikki Fitt, of course, she has her own business. Estelle Brooks, Yamina Muhammad with Isoki, Dee Barker with her line dance. And we thought this is an opportunity for us to support Black women-owned businesses, as well as introduce health and wellness to our community in a very laser-focused way. And so that's how it got started.
All right, Black Women Get Fit. Join us Saturday, October the 2nd. You've got some amazing guests. Ma Sara, Councilwoman Raina Park Shaw is going to come do the welcome. Kicks off. Check in us at 7 a.m. What do people need to do to register, Terry?
People need to go to our Facebook page at Black Women Get Fit, or they can go to Eventbrite and put in Black Women Get Fit and register. We currently have over 200 women signed up. We think we're going to have a fantastic day on October 2nd. And they just need to come and have a great time, be comfortable, and have a great time. That's what we do.
So many wonderful greats we are familiar with. Miss Estelle Brooks, who is just bad to the bone. We got Nadira Habibullah, who is kind of like, I did some podcasts with her, Terry, and I kind of call her my personal therapist because whatever we talk about is usually something I'm dealing with. And that's the key, to be open about our struggles, whether they are physical, spiritual, or mental. So I appreciate you having that in one spot that day.
Yeah, and Nadir, especially with her new business, Healing Her Trauma, her whole topic is on demystifying mental health. There's so many issues and concerns around mental health. She's going to be there just to talk about what does it mean to have a session? What should you expect when you sign up? What kinds of things might you talk to a therapist about? So we're just going to really get in there and be honest and true and give people good information.
All right. Don Rattan's going to be there. You have asked me to speak during lunch, and I so appreciate that. We have morning inspiration. It is a day full event, and you will be left wanting more. So make sure you check out Black Women Get Fit on Facebook. Want to see you there Saturday, October 2nd, Swole Park Bandstand, Southeast Community Center. Terry, if people want more information, maybe they want to be, if there's room for vendors or sponsors, can they still do that?
Absolutely. Give us an email at blackwomengetfit@gmail.com, or you can give me a call at 816-673-9018, and we would love to see you all on October 2nd.